Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being here, Lord Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity to get up here and share the word, Lord Jesus. Lord, just bless the words. Bless the words that are coming from my mouth, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as Minister David Gale was introducing, yes, we're talking about spiritual unity,
yes.
You know, and it's nothing like being together, you know.
Right.
There's nothing like being together, especially with your brothers and sisters in Christ, you know. And my topic is on the Trinity. Now, when I got this topic and started to do research, I was like, oh my goodness, that's a lot, you know. And I just praise God for just being able to study, you know, being able to. I thank God for being able to read and
now.
To comprehend, because
yeah.
There are some people out here who can't. So, I want to give you some scriptures that I have. Now, I have a lot, but I'm going to maybe reference those, but these are the ones I will, you know, actually read. Deuteronomy 6 and 4, if you have your voice, that's on page 216. Matthew 28 and 19 on page 1198. But I'm actually going to read the NIV version. 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, that's on page 1426. Ephesians 4 and 6 on page 1439. Genesis 1 and 1 on page 2. John 14:10 on page 1313. Psalm 104 and 30, that's on page 702. And Titus 3 and 5. That's on page 1477. Yeah. Psalm 104 and 30. Okay. Now, the Trinity, the Latin word is trinus, triune, meaning threefold, consisting of three in one. Now, what is the Trinity? I asked myself that. I said, what is the Trinity? I also looked it up in Merriam-Webster, and Webster defines it as the unity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three persons in one Godhead. Now, the Christian doctrine of the Trinity defines God as being one God, existing in co-equal, co-eternal, consubstantial persons. Ooh, a big word. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three distinct persons sharing one essence. Now, in the Bible teaches us in Deuteronomy 6 and 4 that there is one God. And Moses was speaking to when they were coming out of Israel, and he says, listen, Israel, the Eternal is our true God, He alone. And as I was doing my, you know, my reading and studying and trying to, you know, let's get a better understanding of the topic. I found that the word Trinity is not found in the scriptures. Now, when I was looking at the scriptures, they did put triune in, it's in the voice version. So, but yeah, Trinity is not found in the scripture. However, concepts that are represented by the word Trinity does exist in the scripture. Under the Godhead, each member of the Trinity is distinct from each other, but also linked. God the Father is the ultimate source and cause of the universe. He initiates all things. In Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created everything. The heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. And you can basically go ahead and read what happened. I did reference Genesis 1:2-5. How he created the heavens and the earth, night and day, you know. And it goes on in a, by the fifth chapter, he had rested. So, or the fifth verse, so, in one day, so. And then it continues. So, I recommend you all go up and read that. Okay. God the Son is the agent or person through whom the Father does all things. Jesus Christ is the Savior of mankind. Oh, I forgot to give y'all John 3:16. But actually on page 1292, John 3:16 and 17. For God expressed his love to the world in this way. He gave his only Son that whoever believes in him will not face everlasting destruction, but will have everlasting life. Here's the point. God didn't send his Son to the world to judge. Instead, he is here to rescue a world headed towards certain destruction.
Amen.
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 Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, is the means by whom the Father does all things by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Titus 3:5 says, he came to save us. It's not that we earned it by doing good works or righteous deeds. It came because he is merciful. He brought us out of our old world, old way of living to a new beginning through the washing and regeneration, and he made us completely new through the Holy Spirit, who was poured out in abundance through Jesus the anointed, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the scripture, we can also see how each of these, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are linked. An example of that is in Matthew 28, when Jesus spoke to his disciples. Matthew 28 and 19, and I'm coming from the NIV version, it says, therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As well as we see in 2 Corinthians 13:4, when Paul ended his letter to the Corinth, this is like a scripture or prayer that, you know, you use at the benediction.
Uh-huh.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the anointed, the love of God, the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with you all. Amen.
Amen.
All throughout the gospel, especially in the book of John, we can read how Jesus often talks about his Father. You know, if you want to go back, I'm just going to John 17:5-19. And he prays to him. That's John 17:20-26 and 12:27-8. As well as in Matthew 11:25-26. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus as a dove in his baptism. And that's in Luke 3:22. And it descended, you know, as a dove. And later, Jesus promises to send this Spirit, this same Spirit from the Father and his disciples to us. As I was going along studying, I came across a couple of things, a couple of articles while I was doing my little Google search and stuff like that. And it's about learning about the Trinity, because they use certain examples. Now, there was a young lady, she had an article, it's an article, A Hard to Know, Growing Faith, Families, and Friendship. And her name was Jacqueline. And she said her child came to her and asked her about the Trinity, you know. Now, to teach a child, you can't use words like coeternal. Yep, big words. You can't use big words because they're not going to understand. So she actually came up with some comparisons or something like that. Now, she said in her article, as well as another article that I read from the GoQuestions.org, and it was, you know, try to, you know, compare the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost to something like an egg. Okay, the egg is three parts. It's the shell, the white, and the yolk. Okay. But it's different because it says it fails in that the shell, the white, and the yolk are parts of the egg, not the egg themselves. Just as like the skin or the flesh of an apple, you have the skin, the flesh, and the seed. It's not the apple in itself, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are not parts of God. Each of them is God. They also had one, he said, about the water. And he said water is illustrated and somewhat better, but it still fails to adequately describe the Trinity. Although water is liquid, it's vapor, and it's ice, and they all form water, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are not forms of God. Each of them is God. So while these illustrations may give us a picture of the Trinity, the picture is not entirely accurate. So we have our word. We go there. That's where we get our. But we get validation. You know, that's where we get validation, through the word of Christ. But so Jacqueline also said, she said, I believe God is love, always calling us, inviting us to a deeper relationship with Him and each other. A heart to know is all about living from faith, the place of love, and that's God. So I just want to just thank you all for this opportunity. In closing, I just want to say, inside the Trinity is an everlasting relationship of love that flows between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is actually made of love. And another thing she wrote, and, you know, I had Googled this and I looked it up. She said she drew her child with what is called a Celtic knot. And she, okay, this is what the Celtic knot looks like, you know. And, you know, I looked up its origins and everything like that. And the Celtic knot, they said, is rooted in paganism. The pagan believed in and spoke of infinite and sinless political nature of all living things. As the time went on, Celtic knots are adopted into Christianity. But I think is when we go to God, we have to ask God for discernment. We have the word there, so we need to review anything. But to teach a child, I think this would be a good way, because they put the Father at the top, they put the Son And then they put the Holy Spirit. And then they put the child's name in the middle. So that's, if you look at it this way, the child, look, some adults might need it. It's all one, because if you follow the links, it all makes sense together. And in the end, it all boils down to love.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, again for this opportunity.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I hope the words that I spoke just speak to someone's heart. Lord, let them know that the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, and it's all love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.